Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. A show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So, pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Lord Terry.
And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon, good morning, good wherever in the world you are. This is the Power Hours, and this is Reverend Terry Power coming to you live once more from Pennsylvania in the United States, back in the United States. Glad everybody's with us tonight, and we're joined, of course, for our full moon rituals by my lady, my love, my high priestess, my partner, my best friend, Robin. Are you with us there, darling?
Yes, I am.
So, yeah, I was just saying something in the chat room about being a little travel weary. You know, 10,000 miles in the last 4 weeks is just a little bit of travel. I feel like a ping pong ball. But it's all good, and some adventures, and some positive things happening in my travels. And, of course, you know, the time in Haiti is always kind of magical. And, you know, I said something about this Thursday night for the little bit of time that I could actually make the internet connection. And, you know, it just amazes me the resilience of the people there. You know, I was there 5 years ago right after the earthquake. And, you know, in one block you might have a building completely collapsed, just a pile of bricks. And in the next block there's a solid wall that was still standing and people were selling art. And you know, there was beauty intermingled with all the destruction when you would talk to people, drive by the tent cities. You could see people sitting and laughing and still being family, even in the midst of all of that. And to be back there 5 years later and to see how it's rebuilt. Now, let me say this, how it's rebuilding. It's still a work in progress, but it's amazing, and just so many positive things going on there. And it's just really exciting to see the people again and to reconnect with some friends down there. So, you know, that's been a great part of the adventure of this last few weeks of travel. So, anyway. So, should we go ahead and bring in the rest of our ritualists and get this party started? Or did you have something you wanted to add to my opening comment?
Nope, let's get started. I'm glad to have you home.
Yeah, Well, it is good to be home. I mean, I love the adventures, but it is good to be home. So we are joined tonight by our regular ritualists. We've got Niv and
good evening.
Shira.
Hi, Niv. Hello. Hi, Shira.
And we've got Vega with us tonight. So how's everybody doing?
Hi, Vega.
Doing pretty good. Hanging in there.
So, Niv, I know you're in the same kind of weather we are right now. It's just starting to get to that cold place. Definitely
yeah,
enjoyed the
bad.
Weather in Haiti. How's it going over there in the Pacific Northwest?
It's nice over here. We're sitting at about 11 degrees. I don't know what that is in your temperature, but it's nice and it's not cold.
Yeah, generally
we don't have
to
warm. We don't have frost. Not the same.
You know, a good rule of thumb is times 2 plus 32, so that would put you guys somewhere around 55.
Yeah.
52.
We're just trying to make sure Vega's coming through. Can you guys hear him?
Yes.
You can hear
Vega? Vega, are you there?
Yes.
Vega, go ahead and say something.
Oh. Okay, you can hear him through my mic, I think. You can't hear him through his.
Oh, okay, because I heard him a minute ago, but so he's not coming through on his own mic. All right.
He says he's going to log out and try again.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Well, I guess then we can just chit-chat a little bit longer about the weather and travel. And, it was pretty cool being down there with the, some of the, you know, the home of voodoo. I mean, let's just face it, that's the home of voodoo. And talking with some of the people and some of the art, it is seriously cool how much of their art has, voodoo themes.
Okay, I heard unmuted that time.
Uh-huh.
Hey, and I hear you.
Okay,
hey,
that worked.
This is good. So
you must have been muted.
Pretty cool. It was pretty cool to have to see some of the art. Brought back a few pieces, and. Looking forward to having those displayed in our home. They do this amazing art where they take sheet metal and cut it out with a scroll saw and then use burnishing tools front and back to give it depth and three dimension. And brought back a beautiful sun with the two crescent moons, a tree of life, a mermaid for our little girl, because she just loves mermaids, and I saw it and couldn't help myself. And the Heart of Urzuli, which is the Haitian goddess of love. So, got some pretty cool stuff for a fair price. Bought it directly from the artist, which, I prefer to meet the person that's doing the work. So it was very cool in that regard. So, let's see, now that we are all together, I think perhaps we should go ahead and take a deep breath and let it out. One more deep breath and let it out. And my lady,
become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe. We have come together in spirit to celebrate the full moon. As we approach this, the final harvest, the sun shines, a shorter day, but it still heats the atmosphere as a prelude to the evening's cool. Nature's bounty is growing and ripening around us and coming into its final fullness.
Now focus and become aware of your crown chakra. Feel it spinning and opening like the thousand petals of a lotus, opening to the power of the universe. Now envision pulling that power from the universe down into your crown chakra. Feel the pure blue-white light of the universe filling your head, stopping at your third eye. At your third eye, see the ball of violet light spinning. Feel the pressure building behind it. See the ball of light spinning until it opens. And the light of the universe, blue, white, clear, pure light of the universe, fills your entire head, stopping at your throat. And at your throat, see the ball of blue light spinning. Feel the pressure of the light of the universe building and pushing against the chakra. See the ball of blue light spinning. See it spinning until it opens. And the light of the universe spills down into your chest, stopping at your heart chakra. And at your heart, see the ball of green light spinning. Feel the pressure building. See the ball of light spinning and spinning until it gets to open. And the light of the universe, the beautiful blue, clear, white light, fills your chest, stopping at your solar plexus. And at your solar plexus, see the ball of orange light spinning. Feel the pressure building. See the ball of light spinning until it opens. And the blue-white light of the universe spills past it, stopping at your second chakra. There, see the ball of orange light spinning, spinning, until it too opens and your body fills with the beautiful, blue, clear, white light of the universe, stopping at your root chakra. And there, see the ball of red light spinning. Feel the pressure. Feel your body and head full of the beautiful, clear, white light of the universe, filling your body, filling your head, putting pressure against the root chakra. See the ball of light spinning and it open. And the blue, clear, beautiful, white light of the universe spills down into your legs, past your knees, into your ankles and your feet and your toes. Feel it as it spills down your arms, down into your hands and fingers with pressure and the beautiful light filling your body until it's about to spill out, until you feel like you can hold no more. Lift your hands in front of you. Open the chakras on the palms of your hands and feel and see the light beaming out from your hands, connecting with all of the people around the globe, sharing this moment, sharing this circle. See the beams of light. See all the colors of the rainbow as this light spins around the globe, connecting everyone that's listening to my voice. See the web of light that we create that surrounds and protects this space and this time. We are now in a time between the realms, a world of its own, created by the we, who are connected now, here, by the white light of the universe, together, here, tonight, to honor our gods.
You are comfortably warm. Your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You are acutely aware as you float in a sea of mental tranquility. You are safe, ready, and protected. Reaching out toward your gods inside this sacred space, cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
I cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around the silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
Spirits of the East, O creatures of air, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts, your winds that spread the seeds of fresh ideas, inspiration to create new art and surge forward on the path to new learning and living up to our potential. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Spirits of the South, O creatures of fire, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts, your fires that burn so bright and warm. They renew us and fuel our passions, encouraging us to new interactions and adventures. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail.
And welcome.
Hail and welcome. Spirits of the West, O creatures of water, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts, the waters of cleansing, the thrill of new emotion and intuition to look forward with anticipation of things to come. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Spirits of the North, O creatures of Earth, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts of integration, your peaceful healing energies, and the abundance of a fruitful harvest in both the physical and spiritual realms. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and
hail
welcome.
And welcome.
Beloved ancestors, you who have gone before, we call upon you and ask that you be with us this night. We honor and hold you in our hearts tonight and every night. Please share with us your wisdom so that we may best follow the guidance received. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
Hail
welcome.
And welcome.
Oh God, we call on you tonight in your form as lover of the goddess and father to be. We bid you join us here in this place and time. We know you are watching over the forest and its animals who are growing quickly and have already begun to prepare for the coming winter. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love. Help us to see far, to make plans, and not be afraid to do the necessary work to make our dreams come true. Join us, O Father. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
And welcome.
O Goddess, we call upon you tonight in your form as mother-to-be. We bid you join us here and now. Grant us the gift of your presence. Please join us as we honor you in this full moon. You are the new mother carrying life inside her body, waiting imminently for it to issue forth anew into the world. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love and light. Join us, O Mother. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail,
hail
and welcome.
Welcome.
We come together tonight to join each other in celebration of the full moon of the last harvest of the year. Tonight is a good night to do a spell working or ask a boon. It is time for us to look forward. To create a space inside which to treasure the love in our lives and wander through the world with a kind heart, seeking sacred moments, connecting with the green woods and lushness of the world around us. Whatever our need tonight, we ask the goddess to hear us and assist us. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Tonight we participate in a guided meditation. We will visit the goddess in our astral temple. Tonight we will again cross the little stone bridge to the temple on the hill, where we will commune with the goddess as we each see her and feel her love for us.
And now, find a comfortable position. Light a candle if you wish, or some incense. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes and relax. Breathe deeply. Breathe deeply and become aware of the rhythms of your body. Feel yourself. Hear the rhythms. Feel the rhythms of your body. Feel yourself floating. Feel yourself floating free of your physical body. Up through the ceiling. Into space. Feel yourself floating, warm and protected. And now become aware of your new surroundings. You sit on a bench in the center of a clearing in the woods. The bench is one of many in a circle surrounding a small fountain. The fountain flows with clear water. In fact, as you look, you realize the water is almost impossibly clear. It looks cool and refreshing. The clearing where you are is small and the trees are close. You feel their presence. And yet, you are not afraid. Everything here is friendly. Everything here is welcoming. You feel slight crispness in the breeze that moves your hair and clothes. You smell the fresh scents of the trees and of the earth. You see the colors in the trees, the hardwoods that have started to yellow and red. A few leaves create a carpet on the ground. You hear the call of birds and the rustle of life in those trees around you. All here is calm. All is welcoming. All is at peace. You notice a small path now leading away from the fountain. Follow it. Feel the carpet of the fallen leaves beneath your feet. Hear the slight crunch as you step. The grasses are starting to brown. A few trees even begin to look bare. And yet intermingled, you see the green of a pine or evergreen. And as you walk, you notice a small stone footbridge. You see as it arches across a rocky creek of very rapidly flowing water. And like the water of the fountain, it seems almost impossibly clear, almost impossibly crisp. Step up onto the footbridge and pause at the peak. Look down into the creek that flows beneath you. Watch the way the water plays, the light dancing off the currents in the water. Hear the sounds. Hear it splashing against the rocks and gurgling as it passes beneath the bridge, flowing away from you. Feel the slight mist in the air from the spray where it crashes against the rocks. Take a moment now and see all of the burdens and cares of this world, all the problems that you carry. See those burdens on the rail of the bridge, piled up. You may see these as packages, bundles, rocks, or any other image that symbolizes burdens and weighty cares. As you look, you may even notice that there are more burdens there than you realize. More weight than you knew you were carrying. But the goddess knows. And she's going to care for these a while. And now, when you're sure that all of the burdens, all of the cares are placed there on the rail. Push them in. Just sweep them off. Watch them as they splash down into the creek as the water surrounds them and carries them away. The goddess has taken them now. She will deal with them, at least for a time. She may take them and deal with them completely, or she may hold them until it is the right time for you to have them back, because some things just have to be dealt with ourselves. Whatever becomes of these, know this. You are about to enter the goddess's territory, free. Free of those burdens, and totally open to her love and guidance. Now that you are free of those burdens, continue across the bridge and follow the path as it turns into the woods. Feel the closeness of the goddess. Feel your closeness to nature. It's almost like a hug from the goddess. See the trees and the colors and the beauty all around you. Smell that autumn dampness in the air. The smell of fallen leaves. Hear the crunch of your feet on the fallen leaves and the scurry of animals in the trees. Feel the forest. Feel the very essence of life itself. As you continue to walk, now you become aware of another sound, sounds of the ocean. It sounds somewhat muted and distant, and as you continue to walk, the trees part, and you realize now that you're standing at the top of a huge cliff. And you are hearing the ocean crash against the base of that cliff. Look down. You see a shoreline of rocks and churning water. You sense the incredible power and majesty. And again, you are reminded of the power of the goddess. You hear now seabird calling, and you look up. See several birds. See them as they whirl and twist in the air, almost like children playing in the air. See them as they twirl and twist and dive into the waters and rise again to twist and soar once again. You notice a dampness on your cheeks, a slight taste of salt in the air, that coolness of the sea breeze as it caresses your cheeks. This is the hand of the goddess as she gently and lovingly cups your face and strokes your cheek. You turn to one side and see the path as it continues to rise up along the top of the cliff, rising now. And in this moment, you sense the homecoming. You feel that call of home. Like the feeling at the end of a long journey when you know that home is so close and you long to be home. You follow the path, urged by the feeling of home, called to return to that place of security, belonging, and peace. You find yourself rushing to be home. Climb the path. Feel the hard stone now beneath your feet. Feel the breath and the exertion. Feel the strain in your legs and chest. Climb, rush, home awaits. The goddess awaits. And as you round the curve in the cliff, you see it now. A beautiful white column temple. It stands upon the crest of the cliff line. It is shining in the afternoon sun, and it glows like a beacon, calling you home, calling us all. Now you rush inside, pause in the coolness of the interior. You realize you've been running. Breathe, relax. Feel the calm, feel the peace, feel home. And as you catch your breath and relax, you look around. Around you are nine columns of stone. Above you, a great white dome rests upon these columns. And in the center of the dome, you see an oculus open to the sky above. From the edges of the oculus, nine silver chains descend, and from those nine chains hangs a cauldron at about waist level over a fire in the center of the floor. All of this immediately beneath the oculus. Next to the fire in the cauldron, you see a great white altar. It is so white, so pure that it seems to give off a slight glow of its own. And beside it is a large white throne made of the same material. And off to the side, a small desk, a bench, and a table with food and two cups. You now become aware of a presence entering the temple. As you look, you see the goddess approaching, and immediately you feel her love. You have no preconceived notions of how she will appear. Let her come to you in a way that is best for you in this moment. However she appears, though, you feel welcome, comfortable, and loved. She approaches you now and offers a hug. And as she hugs you, you feel all of the love and joy of just being held. You feel the love and healing energy spilling to you, filling you almost to bursting. And when you don't think you can take any more, she steps back and smiles, motions you to a bench, and you sit together with her. She hands you a cup and places refreshments on the bench between you. You sit now for a time in companionable silence, simply enjoying the refreshments offered. After a time, she takes the plate and the cups, puts them back on the table. She takes your hand and looks into your eyes. And as you look, you see the depth of the universe there, the ages, and the wisdom, and the love. With a nod, she breaks the soul gaze. You may now ask her her name if you are not sure. And you ask her to show herself to you as you need to see her. Sit now and speak with the goddess with whom you need to work. Listen to her guidance. Speak with her about your plans for the future, about your plans and your desires and your needs. Tell her all about your hopes, all about your needs, all about your plans, and then listen. Her messages may come in words, symbols, or simple knowing. You may understand it fully now, or you may need time to contemplate its meaning. However the message comes, sit and listen. After she has finished her message, she uncovers a tray on the table, and on it is a gift for you to assist you in fulfilling all that you talked about with the goddess tonight. Look at the gift. It is something that is in your life or will come into your life very soon. It will assist you in following her guidance. Thank her for her message. Thank her for her gift. Enjoy your connection with the goddess, knowing that it need not diminish with your return to the mortal world. But alas, return you must. She takes your hands and you stand. She walks you back to the path before you came in. She bids you love and farewell until your next visit. You know now that you may return here as often as you like. There is no separation. You feel her with you, and you will feel her with you at all times. You have but to look, you have but to reach out. You feel her with you as you descend back down the path and through the trees. And cross back over the bridge, walk back to the circle of benches by the fountain, sit quietly on a bench, and think about all you have experienced. Think about her message, think about her gift, think about everything you have learned. It is now time to return to your body. And on the count of three, you will be back. One, feel your body in the room where you are sitting. Two, you're getting heavier with the weight of your body. Move your shoulders and legs and fingers and toes and feel your body. And three, you are fully returned and present in your body in this moment.
Great goddess, from whom we are all born, guide us to a place of gratitude for all we have, for the messages received this evening. Help us to maintain this attitude of gratitude in our lives and in the world as we go forth. Grant us strength and courage on our path this night and all night. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Beloved ones, great ancestors, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us continue this path of growth and connection. Stay if you will, go if you must, with love and respect. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Great goddess of the universe, mother-to-be, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us to continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will. Go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Great God of the universe, lover of the goddess and father-to-be, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us to continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome. Hail and farewell. Sorry.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of Earth, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of water, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave us with the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail
and
farewell.
And farewell. Spirits of fire, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail and farewell.
And farewell.
Spirits of air, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave us with the gifts we require to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail
and
farewell.
Hail and farewell.
The circle is open, but never broken. Merry we meet, merry we part, and merry shall we meet again. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
All right. And now, as is our usual, we're going to play a quick song. Let everybody have a few moments to calm, to ground, and to collect ourselves. And while we are waiting, we're going to play a song called Irish Heartbeat by Emerald Rose, and we'll be back just in a very few minutes. Stick around, everybody.
Oh, won't you stay? Stay a while with your home. Don't ever stay. Stray so far from your home. This old world is so cold. Don't care nothing for your soul. You share with your own one. Don't rush away. Don't rush away from your home. Just one more day. One more day with your own. Don't care nothing for your soul. You share with your own one. There's a stranger, and he's standing by your door. Might be your best friend. With your own one.
are listening to Lord Terry's Power Hour on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to Lord Terry.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Fowler. You're listening to the Power Hour. And we have just finished up our full moon ritual tonight and taken a few minutes to kind of ground out in the excess energy and relax for a moment. And now we usually come back together, and we've got just a few minutes to share some of our experiences. So let's see. I just usually take it in the order that's in the chat room. So, Vega, I'm going to start with you tonight.
Hello there. Am I... I'm here. Okay, I'm here. Yeah, I am.
We can hear you.
Yeah, so thought you might want to share a little of your experience tonight and share with our listeners.
Interesting, because it was sort of about unfinished business, incomplete projects, things that are still in the air and not addressed in my life, and a need to kind of look at how that's all rolling for myself, and it's not rolling, so a definite wake up for me.
Mm. I'm good for you.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, did you have more?
Nope. That's all.
Okay. All right. Didn't want to cut you off. Shida, what about you?
That there's a journey that needs to be taken and a path to follow. Kind of interesting, when you looked into the eyes of the goddess, you could see all the universe and the like the stars and all kinds of things like that. It was the Mexican goddess of the that I saw, and the gift was there was a quartz skull, and you know the old fashioned timer that the sand goes through, the sand timer, one of those.
Yes.
So something about an hourglass. That's it, an hourglass.
Hourglass.
Yeah.
There's a journey that needs to be taken, and a need to follow the path. To take the journey. So that's kind of what I got.
Interesting. Do you have any idea what this journey is yet?
I think it has a lot to do with the soul retrieval, and with the previous dark goddess in the mirror. The dark mirror of the journey that needs to be taken. So they all seem to connect with, I need to go forward and take that journey.
Okay. Yeah, so another call to action.
Yeah, like get off your butt and do it.
All right, I'm seeing a
I like
here.
To sit on my butt.
Well,
it's very hard to sit on one's own face, so the butt is the option. Much better option.
You know, but I tell people all the time that we humans get comfortable, and we don't grow and change without pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
we have to be forced to change, and so sometimes these swift kicks in the butt from the goddess are necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So, Niv, what were your experiences tonight?
Well, I actually met someone new this evening. I'm not sure how I can actually say her name, but I know what she said to me. It's an Indian goddess. And she handed me a plain chalice, just a plain one, just plain as can be. And, of course, it was empty, so I guess it's my job to fill it up.
Oh, a chalice?
Yes.
Okay, a chalice. Okay, I was having trouble understanding you there for a second. Okay.
Well, I almost want to say it was made of wood because it did not appear to be like an alabaster or silver or anything. No metal. It was something. She kept saying, you know, follow me, follow me. I have the way to go, you know. It's like, okay. So I'm not really sure about that because I usually don't get those types of instructions. Usually mm-hmm. they tell me something a little more puzzle-like. This was a direct, here's your cup, follow me, you know. So I have to do some more research on that one because I'm not comfortable with that.
Okay.
Usually I'm handed something, you know, if I'm going to be handed something, it's going to be something very familiar, but this is not familiar at all. This person or this deity is not familiar, period, in any of the work that I've done in the last few years. So it's a little different. So I'm just going to do some research on her.
All right. Fair enough. All right, my lady.
Well, as you know, I had kind of a rough day today. A lot of stuff going on here at the homestead. And basically, it was just, come on over here, sit with me. I'm going to put my arm around you, put your head on my shoulder, and just catch your breath and rest. And everything's going to be okay. That kind of mommy, you know, thing where it's all going to be okay, honey. Just relax. Everything will be fine. So there was no real message other than, you know, just sort of feeling like she just wanted to, you know, nurture me a little bit. And, boy, I could use that today. So that was really quite nice.
For some major comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, for myself, I got very much a very similar feeling, but it was also accompanied with a keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it right. Keep doing it. And I needed to hear that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because you know the last few weeks have been kind of rough, and you know there's been a lot of positive things happening lately, but it's easy to lose heart when it doesn't go as quickly as you want. And to have the message that, you know, hang in there. You're doing it all right. Just keep doing it.
Yeah.
And I've got to inspect some of the sensations I got, some of the feelings. I didn't get a gift as much as a feeling, and I've got to filter that through my personal desires and whether or not that was truly a message or my own desire. So I've got a little bit of meditating to do on that. Because sometimes when the message is exactly what you want to hear, you have to filter through, is that really the message or is that just me projecting myself? And I'm very conscious of trying to keep my ego out of the messages. So that's going to take a little more contemplation. But it was a very positive message to accompany things that have been going on in the last few days. So, anyway, I want to thank you guys. I tell you what, the experience deepens every time we do this together.
Agreed.
The, The temple on the hill is real. We have created that. We have put our love and our energy and our thoughts and our emotions into that place, and it is more solid every time we do this. And remember, we don't have to wait for these rituals to go there. You can sit in your personal meditation and you can walk up that hill and you can go to that temple. It is ours to share. It is our temple. We created it. And every time we go there, whether it's as a group or as individuals, we strengthen it, we build it, we form it. And it becomes more and more solid.
Agreed.
I'm honored to have this group that works with us every full moon, every Sabbath. The energy is just so easy and flowing now. It's seamless. And that's because of you guys. Because you bring yourself and you give yourself fully. And I feel you. And you guys make this what it is. And I don't have words to say how I feel, except I love you guys. Thank you.
We love you. Both of you.
Ditto.
Yeah, everybody knows I love you.
So. Yeah, there's always the gushing at the beginning.
Yeah,
we always gush when it's good. But it's true.
So, my lady, did you have anything you wanted to add as we start to wrap up?
Not really. I'm kind of feeling very low-key this evening and a little tired. So I will leave it in your capable hands.
Well, I'm feeling a little more buoyed up by the people that are surrounding me.
Mm-hmm.
And so... with that, I will tell you guys, all of our listeners, that if you do have any comments for the station, any thoughts, suggestions, ideas, topics for shows that you would like to hear, just email us. The address is surn.org@gmail.com. That's cern.org@gmail.com. If you want to get in touch with Robin or I, our joint shared email address is littlestonebridge@gmail.com. And you can get a message to either of us or to both of us there. Robin's Facebook page is Robin A. McKean. There's also a Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings Facebook page, and there's the group for her shows, the Spiritual Wellness Physical Health group on Facebook. And for myself, you can find me on Facebook. It's listed as Terry Power, but there's several people by that name. So you'll need to look for the one in North Copley, Pennsylvania, or find my public figure page. That one's a little more unique, and that one is Rev Terry Power HP, or follow me on Twitter at Rev Terry Power HP. And a quick reminder, if you are interested in some of the topics that Robin and I talk about on the shows, communications, you know, couples interactions, group interactions, and any of the workshops that you may have heard us present at events this past season, get in touch with us. Email us at the Little Stonebridge at gmail.com address, and let us know if you'd like for us to come to speak to your group or any events next season. So just wanted to throw that out there. Shameless plug. That's about it. My love, do you have any parting comments?
Well, I think I want to just let everybody know that next Tuesday will be the Samhain ritual. Also, we're looking at perhaps, I don't know if it'll be ready in time for Samhain, maybe at Yule, but we're looking at perhaps changing the format of the rituals that we've been doing. We've been doing this format for a year, so now I kind of feel like it's good to change it up and move on and work on some other things. We've been really focusing on developing the chakras so that people have that as a good foundation and know how to do that. And so we're going to be throwing you guys a little curve with the next year full of rituals here, something a little bit different.
Not a curve so much.
Cool.
Just a change of
look place. Forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it will go along with a series of shows that we're going to be doing on Tuesday night, intermingled mm-hmm. with the rituals and the continuing of the Fool's Journey through the major arcana.
Yeah.
We're going to also start into a series of episodes, probably one a month,
mm-hmm.
on
a teaching series.
A teaching series on ritual structures.
Mm-hmm.
And starting with the elementals, going through, starting with the elementals, going all the way through calling the quarters, casting the circle itself, calling the god and the goddess, invoking and versus evoking, and everything that goes into creating good ritual and understanding fully what it is we're doing.
Exactly.
And what you will be doing in your own personal practice.
Mm-hmm.
So that series will start up probably in January, because the rest of the year was pretty full with Sabbaths and rituals and celebrations and stuff. So we will probably be starting that sometime right after Yule. So stick around for all the new do's. They're coming down the road. So I guess that's about it. Again, thanks to all of our listeners for being with us and lending your energy to this circle. I know that there are five of us in the switchboard, and there are hundreds of people around the planet that participate in these rituals. There is no time and no space, and all of that is an illusion. And whenever you listen to this, you are participating with us now. And we know you are with us. So with that, I'm going to wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Good night. Blessed be.
Good night. Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.